Praise God. Greetings to you all in the Master's name for Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just want us to read the psalm and then I will pray as we continue to go and dig together. We are taking the portion today is Psalm chapter 19. Sangeetanam, Patombadam Sangeetanam, Nankolmichuankam. We can read it together. Psalm chapter 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let us just declare that, church, this morning. Let the word of my mouth and the declaration of my heart, let the meditation of my heart just declare of the redeemed and worship our Lord together. Let's just thank God for this beautiful psalm this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Father. As the heavens declare your glory, as the skies and the earth, Lord, the entire universe, Lord, manifest the ultimate, awesome, infinite power of an awesome God, so mighty, so powerful God, just as we sang this morning, Lord, we surrender, Father, Lord Jesus, all glory and honor to you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our Heavenly Father in heaven, Father God, we thank you, Father, for this beautiful morning that you've given to us, Lord, to call upon you, Father, and to worship you in truth and in spirit, Father. From the very beginning, Father, we could feel the Spirit of God stir in our hearts, Lord. I believe the Spirit of God is moving within us, Lord. It is bringing about transformation. It is bringing about change, Lord. Father God, I thank you for the worship that we've had, the praise that we've been able to sing, Lord. We pray, Father, as we continue to dig into your word, as we try to analyze, Lord Jesus, Father, I pray, Father, it will not be just an intellectual interaction. It will be a spiritual interaction. I pray the Holy Spirit will invade, Father, Lord Jesus, our hearts and our minds. Father, it will convict us. It will lead us. It will transform us. It will change us. It will bring us to a place of obedience, Father. It will bring us to a place of conviction. It will bring us to a place of righteousness. It will bring us to a place, Lord, where we will be activated to go forth and to preach the gospel. I pray this morning, Father, that your Spirit will go before me. Father, I submit, Father, Lord Jesus, Father, myself into your mighty hands. I submit this psalm into your hands, Lord. I pray, Father, that you will speak to us. Will you open up our spiritual eyes, our spiritual, Father, Lord Jesus, eyes to see you, Father, our spiritual ears to hear from you, our spiritual minds, Father, to grasp, Lord Jesus, whatever it is you're trying to communicate to us, Lord. Thank you, Father, Father, for this beautiful morning. I pray and I submit this Sunday service into your mighty hands. I pray for our pastors. I pray for our members. I pray for each and every single person who's watching this video, Father, even if they're not in a part of our church, even if they're watching just online, Father, I just pray that the word of God will pierce them wherever they're at, because your word is timeless and your word is effective. In Jesus' mighty precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, church. It is a blessing. It's a blessing for me to see all of you and to see, not all of you, see most of you and to see most of your beautiful faces. I praise God that God is here in our midst. I believe that God is doing something. Amen. Hallelujah. I praise God that God is going to speak to us this morning. This psalm that we just read today declares about the mighty work of God. I mean, just as we sang the song today, such an awesome God, so powerful, so mighty. And that's what God impressed on my heart. You know, I was just thinking about what psalm I should share. I like talking in themes, if that's something that you have noticed. I don't like deviating much from like speaking different topics every week. I like speaking in a theme, so then we are growing in one session together. So I was thinking, Lord, what is a psalm that's connected that I can speak on that might be tied in with the sort of the things that I've been, you know, caught sort of meditating upon the church. And then God, God opened my eyes to pay attention to Psalm chapter 19. Psalm is a really beautiful book. The Psalms are the song book. It's a song book of the Hebrew people. It's a book that declares all kinds of emotions. You know, when we come to church, oftentimes we kind of clean up our emotions. You know, I remember when we used to go to church in the Middle East, that morning, it will be a behelam in the house. It'll be a huge voice in the house. What is it? Go get ready, quick. Go take a shower. Go iron your clothes. Last night, I told you to iron the clothes. Why you're not ready? And all of this, you know, behelam, the time is going. We won't reach in time. Pastor is looking who's coming on time. So let's go fast. All of this is happening. All craziness is happening. Finally, when you come to church, everyone is just yelling and shouting in the car. But when they come into the church, oh, what holiness. Oh, praise the Lord, brother. Praise the Lord, sister. Everything is so sweet. Everything is so calm. No problem. Oh, how was this morning for you? Oh, praise the Lord. It is so a joy for me to come into the presence of the Lord. But nobody knows what happened in the car. Nobody knows what happened in the house. You know, This is not just in one house. This is a common thing that we experience in most households. We're trying to get to a place in time. We're trying to make things rush. I remember a time when I was in IRC church. I was going to lead worship that morning. And so I'm supposed to be there on time. But then something happened in my house. So we were not on time. And I was already, you know, running late a little bit. Then when I reached, when I was driving on the 404, there's a huge traffic. I'm like, God, I want to reach the church on time. If I don't start, then how will the worship team come there? And I'm starting getting stressed and worried and anxious. And I'm just like texting people on the side of the road. Sorry, I'm running late. There's a, you know, traffic that's happening. And I'm starting to get angry. I'm starting to get angry at the other cars. The other cars beside me are stuck in the same traffic as me, but I'm getting upset with them. Why are you not moving? Why are you not doing this? And then in my heart, I came to the church and I'm very upset and angry and sad. And I come into the church and it's like, they're like, okay, Joel, can you just pray and start our worship? And I was like, my heart is not right before God. My heart is not right before God. I am very stressed. I'm worried. I'm anxious. I am very bitter at the other people. I was very bitter at my situation. I was very bitter of things at home. And then I'm just coming and worshiping God. And I'm just saying, the reason why I'm saying this is the book of Psalms reflects all these emotions. You're anxious. That book of Psalms reflected. If you're talking about your pain, the book of Psalms reflects it. A few weeks ago, we looked at, my God, why have you abandoned me? Why have you forsaken me? You feel abandoned by God? The book of Psalms addresses these emotions. You see, when we come into church, we feel like we have to clean up our emotions. We have to be happy. We have to be joyful. We have to act like there is no problems in our life. How was your last week, brother? How was your last week, sister? Praise the Lord, our God has been good. But really, you're going through different crises. You're going through different storms. But the book of Psalms is beautiful because it is honest before God. Let me tell you, honesty before God is more important than trying to clean up your emotions. നിങ്ങൾ പോകുന്ന കഷ്ടകൾ പോകുന്ന അനുഭവങ്ങൾ നിങ്ങൾ കഷ്ടതയുടെ കൂടെ പോകുമ്പോൾ അതിൻ്റെ അനുഭവത്തിൽ കൂടെ പോകുമ്പോൾ ആ ദുഃഖം ആ നിരാശ നിങ്ങൾ സഭയെ വരുമ്പോൾ അത് വിട്ടുകൊടുക്കാനല്ല അത് ദൈവത്തിനോട് പറ Tell it to God. Tell your emotions and situations to God. Our God is mighty. Church is not a place to say, I made success, I got this, I got that. Church is a place where we come together to share our burdens. Really, I was not planning to speak any of this topic this morning, but the Spirit of God is leading me here. Like, I wasn't talking about this different emotions, but the Spirit of God is putting on my heart to say this, that whatever emotions we're going through, who should we share it with? We should share it with our family. What is the earliest church? What did they do? When they gathered together, they found out that someone of them is poor. Someone is hungry. Some of them is naked. Some of them is struggling financially. They came together and said, here's something from mine. I have some food extra. Here's some food. I have some extra clothes. Here's some extra clothes. I have some money. Here's some extra money. Do you think that if they came to the church together and said that everything is fine, I am fine, this long last week I was completely fine, that how the church will know how to help everyone? The reason why I'm saying is because the early church was honest with each other. But these days, churches are all about showing appearances, looking clean, looking proper, looking good, looking like no situation is going wrong at home. No situation is no problem. You don't have food in the fridge, but you will keep quiet and not tell anybody. That is wrong, my brothers and sisters. Church is the place where it is the family of God. Church is the place where you can open up and tell them, yes, there will be that uncle, there will be that auntie who will say, why this person is saying, why is this person complaining, why is this person? Don't listen to those voices. Church is a place where you share your burdens with one another. You are struggling with depression, you're struggling with pain, you're struggling with anxiety. You can share it to God, but the church comes together. So we can encourage one another and build each other up is what Paul says. Church should not be a place where we are hypocrites or where we are fake or where we are superficial or where we act like everything is okay. Church should be a place where we can be honest and tell what is going on inside. You had a rough day at home driving here. Say, this morning I don't feel like praying because I'm not right before God. That is better than acting like everything is okay and praying. Then maybe the church can pray for you to get healing. Okay, let's come back to the psalm. So that's just a message that I think God put in my heart this morning. I didn't plan that. I didn't prepare it. I'm not targeting anybody in this. I don't know why, God. I believe that there is a purpose behind it, but I'm just resigning that to the Spirit of God. This morning, as we look into this chapter, Psalm chapter 19, you can divide this psalm into three different parts. Okay, 1 to 6 is talking about nature or God's glory. How nature is declaring the handiwork of God. Okay. Verses 7 to 10 is talking about what God has given. Adathe aaru vaakyangal namakku nokumbol devathinte kriya allengil srishtavaya devathinte kriya what he has created patti nammal vaikkunnu adinte adutha vaakyangal 7 mudhal 10 vaakyam vare nammal vaikkumbol you start seeing about devam endana devathinte makkalilottu kodukkunnathu what has God given. What has God given to his people, to his children? And then verses 11 to 14 is talking about this beautiful message of God's redemption. Let us read a few verses together from each part. Verse 1, the heavens are telling of the glory of God and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. Day to day pours forth speech and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Now these few verses are again a contradiction. It's not aligned well. Randamtha Vakyam nammal vaikumbol, when you read verse 2, it says, day to day it pours forth speech. But in verse 3, it says, there is no speech, nor are there words. So what is the psalmist saying? The psalmist is saying what God has created is preaching to the whole world. When you look at the heavens and you look at the skies, you look at how the sun was created, the earth was created, and everything formed well together, it is declaring the hand of a mighty God. It is declaring the hand of an awesome God. You see, children of God, when we come together this morning, when you go through any kind of situation, any kind of problem, any kind of pain, you go through a situation, that situation looks really big in front of us. നമ്മൾ ഏത് വേദനയോ കഷ്ടതയോടെ നമ്മൾ പോകുമ്പോൾ അതൊരു വലിയ മല പോലെ നമ്മളുടെ മുന്നിൽ കാണുന്നു. We see it like a big mountain in front of us. എന്നാൽ നമ്മൾ ദൈവത്തിനെ ഓർക്കുമ്പോൾ, when we remember our God is much bigger than our problem. നമ്മുടെ പ്രശ്നത്തെക്കായി എത്ര വലിയതാണ് നമ്മുടെ ദൈവം. ദൈവം ജസ്റ്റ് ഡിക്ലെയർഡ്, ഒരു വാക്ക് സംസാരിച്ചപ്പോൾ ഇരുട്ട് മാറി വെളിച്ചം വന്നു. ഗോഡ് സെഡ് ലെറ്റ് ദെയർ ബി ലൈറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ഡാർക്ക്നെസ് ഡിസപ്പിയേർഡ്. യു സീ, ഗോഡ്സ് വേർഡ് ഹാസ് പവർ, ആൻഡ് വാട്ട് ഹി ഡിക്ലെയർഡ് ഇൻ ദ ഫസ്റ്റ് ഡേയ്സ് ഓഫ് ക്രിയേഷൻ, ലെറ്റ് ദെയർ ബി ലൈറ്റ്, let the sky and the firmament depart, let the land and the water separate. When he created the animals and all the fishes in the sea, and he parted all of them, those words he said on the first 6 days, aadithe aaru divasam devam prakyapicha karyangal ippolum kelkunnunda. The six things that God declared on all 6 days of creation, their voice is being heard even today through his creation. You would just have to look at the heavens. They say that when the stars are created, when the stars are coming, avarude velicham nammale etthan oru million years, more than a million years it takes for one star's light to reach the earth. Ee suryante light, the light, the sun, suryante light takes 8 minutes to reach the earth. 8 minutes edukum for the light of the sun to reach the earth. Athra dooreyana suryan nammal ninna from the earth, and the stars are millions of years away from the earth. What is this declaring? Our God is bigger than the universe. Idellam undakkiya srishtave aaya kartavana nammude devam. അത് നമ്മൾ തിരിച്ചറിയുമ്പോൾ നമ്മുടെ പ്രശ്നം, നമ്മുടെ ഭാരങ്ങൾ സാരമില്ലെന്ന് നമ്മൾ വിചാരിക്കും. When we realize how mighty and powerful our God is, our difficulties, our pain, our situations and circumstances become really small. Because God is bigger. How great and mighty is God? Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. So as we go through these few verses and we're reading together, the first six verses are talking about the glory of a mighty, powerful creator God. Adu nammal Romans 1 adhyayam nammal vaichappol, remembered in the beginning when I read Romans chapter 1, I said the heavens declaring the glory of God and nobody can deny it. It is, I said Romans chapter 1 verse 18 to 22 edukunda, because we already went through it. Romans chapter 1 18 to 22 says that no person can really say that there is no God, because in his heart he knows that there has to be a creator God. Someone has to be behind all of this. Even the greatest atheist cannot account for how improbable the beauty of creation is. The probability of the earth coming together perfectly as it was is infinitely small. You can have a million lightning spots hitting at one spot on the earth at the same time. That's how much the probability is that the earth was created. It's infinitely probably small, how this earth came to be. There had to be purpose behind it. There had to be a mind behind it. There had to be someone who ordained it. There is someone who declared it. That is our God. That is who we are worshiping this morning. When we think of the eternal glory, when we think of what God has accomplished of us, we can say, Kastangal Saramilla, Kanuni Saramilla, Nitya Tejasindana Morti Dumbo, Nori Nerete Kula Kastangal Saramilla. The song goes, no problem is a problem. Your tears are not a problem. When I think of eternity, when I think of eternity's glory, problems all disappear. What is bothering you this morning? What is on your mind? What is troubling you? What is on you that is saying, this is too much for me? Maybe it is a traffic jam. Maybe it is some other situation. Maybe it's your financial pain. Maybe it's a struggle that you cannot share with anyone else. Just fix your eyes on Jesus, the Creator God, who with the word declared, let there be light. Even though the heavens are silent and there is no speech, the voice that they are preaching that there is a God is still being echoed throughout all of eternity. Praise Jesus. Our God is so powerful. Now let's just go to the next part. I want to read the verses from 7 to 9. So we'll read 7 to 9. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, they are righteous altogether. All of these things are starting with something that God has given. നമ്മൾ 7 മുതൽ 9 വാക്യം വരെ വായിക്കുമ്പോൾ ദൈവം എന്താണ് തൻ്റെ മക്കൾക്ക് കൊടുത്തതായിട്ട് നമ്മൾ വായിക്കുന്നു. പ്രമാണങ്ങൾ, ദ ലോ ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്, സാക്ഷ്യം, ദ ടെസ്റ്റിമണി ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്, ദ പ്രിസെപ്റ്റ്സ് ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്, ദ കൊമാൻഡ്മെന്റ്സ് ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്, ദ ഫിയർ ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്, ദ ജഡ്ജ്മെന്റ്സ് ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ഈ കാര്യങ്ങൾ 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, ഈ 6 വിഷയങ്ങൾ ദൈവം കൊടുത്തതാണ്. ഗോഡ് ഗേവ് ഇറ്റ് ടു ദ ജൂസ്. So first we see how creation was created and how it's declaring the glory of God. The next part is talking how we chose a group of people. Chela aalkare theranjedutha aalkare avadutha devam chela pramanangal koduthirundu. So God gave certain people, certain Jews, his laws, his precepts. Let me explain this. We often think of laws as bad things. We often think of pramanangal oru kashtamana nammal chela prashan thonnarund. Nu parna when we think of the law, we think of it as a headache. When we think, you see, when we have to put a seat belt in our car, to put the seat belt, you take the car from reverse and you're driving and you don't want to put the seat belt, but then you're like, if the cop sees me, let me put. Really, our intention is why? We want to avoid fine and we want to make sure that we don't get in trouble. That's why we put the seatbelt. But why is the law there? Why is the police fining people if they don't put seatbelt? Why in India, people who drive without helmets on their bikes are being fined? Now, in India, it's not necessarily a fine. I've seen people do this, okay? They're driving on the bike, one hand, the helmet they're holding, and they're driving. They see the cop, they put the helmet on, and they're driving. And then once they see the car, remove the cop, they put the helmet, take the helmet off, and they keep driving. I'm like, but so why are you holding the helmet? The helmet is there to protect you. The cop is there to protect you, but we see it as a headache. We see it as a problem. We see it as an inconvenience. You see, the law of God is not an inconvenience. It's a blessing. Devam kodutha pramanangal oru anugrahamana. It is a blessing.
ബട്ട് വി ഓഫൺ സീ ഇറ്റ് ആസ് എ പ്രോബ്ലം. ഈ ലോകത്തില് ആൾക്കാരെ പറയും, ഞാൻ ക്രിസ്ത്യാനി ആയാൽ ഞാൻ ചില കാര്യങ്ങൾ വിട്ടുകൊടുക്കണം. That's what they say. If I become a true Christian, I cannot do this, I cannot do that, I cannot live my old lifestyle. But you don't get the joy of the Lord. ദൈവത്തിലെ കിട്ടുന്ന സന്തോഷം ഈ ലോകം എന്തോ തന്നാലും കിട്ടത്തില്ല. The joy that God gives, whatever you get in the world, it does not compare. നിത്യ തേജസ്സിന്റെ നാം ഓർക്കുമ്പോൾ നൊടിനേരത്തേക്കുള്ള കഷ്ടങ്ങൾ സാരമില്ല. ഈ സീറ്റ് ബെൽറ്റ് ഇടുന്നത് ഒരു നൊടിനേരത്തേക്കുള്ള കഷ്ടമാണ്. This seat belt that you have to put is only a small time custom. It's a small time problem. It's a small time pain. The result is life. Nitya jeevanam. Protection. Security. That's worth it. You put the seat belt to reach the destination. The destination is important. You want to reach the destination safely? Put the seat belt on. God's law is the seat belt to reach the destination. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is why in verse 10, നമുക്ക് പത്താം വാക്യം വായിക്കാം. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പ്രമാണങ്ങൾ സ്വർണത്തേക്കായി കൂടുതൽ വിലയുണ്ട്. It is more precious and valuable than gold. തേനേക്കായി മധുരമാണ്. ആ കാലത്തിൽ തേനാണ് ഏറ്റവും മധുരമുള്ള സംഭവം. In that time, what is the most sweetest thing you can get? ഹണി. ഇപ്പോൾ നമ്മുടെ കാലത്തിൽ ഇത് ട്രാൻസ്ലേറ്റ് ചെയ്താൽ വി വിൽ സേ ഐസ്ക്രീം അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ഗുളാബ് ജാമുൻ. വാട്ട് ഇസ് ദ സ്വീറ്റസ്റ്റ് തിങ് യു ക്യാൻ തിങ്ക്? ബർഫി ആണോ, ലഡു ആണോ, ഐസ്ക്രീം ആണോ? വാട്ട് എവർ ഇസ് ദ സ്വീറ്റസ്റ്റ് തിങ് ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് സ്വീറ്റർ ദാൻ ദാറ്റ്. ആ കാലത്തിൽ ഉള്ള ഏറ്റവും മധുരമായ കാര്യമായിരുന്നു ഹണി, തേന്. ബട്ട് ഇറ്റ് സെയിങ് ഹിയർ ദാറ്റ് ഹി സ്വീറ്റർ ദാൻ ഹണി. നമ്മൾ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പ്രമാണങ്ങൾ മധുരമാണെന്ന് നമ്മൾ ചിന്തിക്കാറുണ്ടോ? ഡു വി തിങ്ക് ഗോഡ്സ് ലോ ആസ് സ്വീറ്റ്? ബട്ട് ദ സാമസ്റ്റ് സേസ് ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് മോർ പ്രഷ്യസ് ദാൻ ഗോൾഡ്, മോർ സ്വീറ്റർ ദാൻ ഹണി. പുട്ടിംഗ് ദാറ്റ് സീറ്റ് ബെൽറ്റ് ഇസ് സ്വീറ്റ്. ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് പ്രൊട്ടക്ടിങ് അസ്. ഇറ്റ് ഗെറ്റ്സ് അസ് ടു അവർ ഡെസ്റ്റിനേഷൻ. പ്രൈസ് ഗോഡ് ഫോർ ദ ലോസ് ഹി ഹാസ് ഗിവൻ. നൗ ഐ വിൽ എൻഡ് അവർ സാംസ് റീഡിംഗ് വിത്ത് ജസ്റ്റ് ദി ലാസ്റ്റ് ഫ്യൂ വേഴ്സസ്. 11th vakyam mudal 14th vakyam njan vaikkan. I'm reading verses 11 to 14. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Acquit me of hidden faults. Also keep back your servants from presumptuous sins. Let them not rule over me. Then I will be blameless and I shall be acquitted of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. ഇതൊരു ദാവീദ് എഴുതിയ സാമാണ്, ഒരു ദാവീദ് എഴുതിയ സംഗീതം. ഇറ്റ്സ് എ സാം ബൈ ഡേവിഡ്. ആൻഡ് ഡേവിഡ് റിയലൈസസ് ദാറ്റ് ഹി ഹാസ് ടു ബി ബ്ലെയിംലെസ് ബിഫോർ ഗോഡ്. ദൈവത്തിന് മുമ്പാകെ നമ്മൾ നിഷ്കളങ്കന്മാരായിട്ട് റൈറ്റ്യസ് ആൾക്കാർ. വി ഹാവ് ടു ബി പ്യുവർ ബിഫോർ ഗോഡ്, ബി ബ്ലെയിംലെസ് ബിഫോർ ഗോഡ്. പക്ഷെ ദാവീദ് നിഷ്കളങ്കൻ അല്ലായിരുന്നു. ഹി വാസ് നോട്ട് എ ബ്ലെയിംലെസ് പേഴ്സൺ, ഹി വാസ് നോട്ട് എ റൈറ്റ്യസ് പേഴ്സൺ. സോ ബട്ട് ഹി ഈസ് റിയലൈസിംഗ് ദാറ്റ് ദെർ ആർ സം സിൻസ് ഹി ഡസ് ദാറ്റ് ഹി ഈസ് നോട്ട് ഈവൻ അവെയർ ഓഫ്. The other day, I was driving just in Bradford here where I live. I'm driving and my wife is beside me and me and my wife, we are having a good talk. And so we're going up the street and then I wanted to turn right, but then I realized, no, I don't have to turn right. I can turn left. But it was a traffic stop and I just took left. It was a red light. I didn't realize that it was a red light. I was so busy in the conversation. It was not an intentional wrong. I did it out of an error. I didn't plan to do sin. It happened unintentionally. നമ്മൾ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പ്രമാണം എല്ലാ ദിവസം we break. Now we break God's law every day without knowing it. നമ്മൾ ചൂടാകാറുണ്ട്. നമ്മൾ വല്ലാത്ത കാര്യങ്ങൾ ചിന്തിക്കാറുണ്ട്. വല്ലാത്ത കാര്യങ്ങൾ പറയാറുണ്ട്. വി ഡു തിങ്സ് ദാറ്റ് വി ആർ നോട്ട് പ്രൗഡ് ഓഫ്. ഐ എം നോട്ട് സെയിങ് ദാറ്റ് യു ആർ ഡൂയിങ് ദിസ് ഇന്റൻഷണലി. ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് കമ്മിങ് മേ ബി ബൈ മിസ്റ്റേക്ക്.
It is like what I did at the right, left turn. I did it without looking at the red light and I turned. David realizes that there are hidden faults within him. And so he's saying, forgive me from this sin. Because he wants the great reward. In keeping them, there is great reward. If I keep the seatbelt, there is great reward. But then verse 12 and 13, David is saying, who can discern his errors? Acquit me of hidden faults. Also keep back your servant from presumptuous, let them not rule over me. See, number E, walking or walking board, they correspond with Romans. Romans, it corresponds. Devan kodutha pramanangal, the law that God gave, the purpose behind it. But then David realizes there is sin in his life. So he's saying, God, forgive me from my hidden flaws and my hidden sins. I'm just going to take a little bit more time. I know my time is short, but I want to understand a little bit more. John chapter 14, verse 15 says this, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So God wants us to keep his commandments because we love him. Let us also read Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Chale vaakkangal pettanum pettanum vaikka. Romans, Roma ezhudhiya leekanam, 3rd adhyayam, 23rd vaakkam. Romans chapter 3, verses 23. It says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Nammal ellarum pramanam thettavara. We are all people who have fallen short. So, what is the purpose behind this? How can we keep from keeping the sin? Romans chapter 4, verses 5 to 8. We looked at this verse before. Roma ezhudhiya leekanam, 4th adhyayam, 5 mudhal 8th vaakkam varai. But to the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. Just as David also spoke of the blessing on the man to him God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will not take into account. This passage is talking that there is a person who God considers his sins to be forgiven. It is forgotten. ദൈവം നിങ്ങളുടെ പാപങ്ങൾ കണക്കായിട്ട് എടുക്കുന്നില്ല. ഇറ്റ് ഡസ് നോട്ട് ടേക്ക് യുവർ സിൻസ് ഇൻ ടു ഹിസ് അക്കൗണ്ട്. ഗോഡ് ഫോർഗിവ്സ്. ആൻഡ് ദ സാമിസ്റ്റ് നോസ് ദാറ്റ്. ദാവീദിന് അത് നല്ലതായിട്ട് അറിയാം. ഹി എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ് ദിസ് ഫസ്റ്റ് ഹാൻഡ്. ഹി എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ് ദിസ് ഇൻ ഹിസ് ലൈഫ്, ദിസ് ഫോർഗിവ്നെസ് ഇൻ ദ ഗ്രേസ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. സോ ഇൻ വേഴ്സ് 13, ലെറ്റ്സ് കം ബാക്ക് ടു 13th വാക്യം ഓഫ് 19th സംഗീതം. ഇറ്റ് സേസ്, then I will be blameless, the second part, and I shall be acquitted of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth, from verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. This is basically Romans altogether again. Just one more verse from Romans I will read, and then I will conclude. Romans chapter 5, verse 6. Roma Yodhiyan Leganam, Anjam Adhyayam, and then the Aramakam. Romans chapter 5, verse 6. It reads like this. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Nammal ellarum ungodly aalkaran. We are all sinners. David is not perfect. David is not a Nishkalangan. He is not an innocent guy. But he realizes that there is a God who can make him blameless before him. Let the words of my heart and the meditations of my heart be blameless before you. But how can we say that with confidence? We can only say that if we know that God has forgiven our sins. Because standing before God, we have to be pure. We have to be blameless. That requires us to call on Jesus' name. It's amazing that David understood this concept of grace even years before Jesus came into the picture. That same God of the Old Testament is the same God in the New Testament. There is no change. So when we read this, it says, while we were still helpless, in Romans chapter 5 or 6, while we were still enemies of the cross, Christ died for us. This morning, we looked at three things. We looked at how great God is, how mighty he is, how his handiwork has created all things. We also looked at the law that he's given us, the seatbelt that he's told us to put on. It gives us great reward. If we put the seatbelt well, we will reach our destination safely. So let us thank God for his laws. And if you love him, you will keep his commandments. It will not be out of obligation. You will understand this is for your protection. You will not put the helmet in your hand and put it on when the pastor comes. You will put the helmet on your head always, because it's not about showing someone else. You're doing this for your good. And the third part is, the final part is, God makes us blameless. നമ്മൾ ഒരു പ്രാവശ്യം പാവികളായ നമ്മളെ തെറ്റ് ചെയ്ത നമ്മളെ എടുത്ത് നിഷ്കളങ്കമാക്കി ദൈവത്തിന് മുമ്പാകെ വെച്ചു. ഗോഡ് ടുക്ക് അസ് ഹു ആർ ഡാർക്ക് ആൻഡ് സിൻഫുൾ ആൻഡ് ഫുൾ ഓഫ് പ്രൈഡ് ആൻഡ് ലോസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ഗ്രേസ് ആൻഡ് ലോസ്റ്റ് ഫോളൻ ഷോർട്ട് ഓഫ് ദ ഗ്ലോറി ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് മേഡ് അസ് ബ്ലെയിംലെസ് ത്രൂ ദ ബ്ലഡ് ഓഫ് ജീസസ് ആൻഡ് നൗ വി കൻ സ്റ്റാൻഡ് ഇൻ ഗോഡ്സ് ഗ്ലോറി. ലെറ്റ് അസ് റീഡ് ദാറ്റ് ലാസ്റ്റ് വേഴ്സ് ടുഗെദർ. Psalm chapter 19, verse 14. Can we read this verse together, church, wherever you are? Just like we ended the psalm, we'll read this word together. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Our Lord is our strength. Our Lord is our Redeemer. What an awesome God. So mighty, so powerful. നിത്യ തേജസ് ഇന്ധനം നമ്മൾ ഓർത്തിയിടുമ്പോൾ നോടി നേരത്തേക്കുള്ള കഷ്ടങ്ങൾ സാറുന്നില്ല. വട്ട് എവർ സർക്കംസ്റ്റാൻസസ് യു ഗോയിങ് ത്രൂ ചർച്ച് ദിസ് മോർണിംഗ്, വട്ട് എവർ പെയിൻ ഓർ പ്രോബ്ലം യു ഗോയിങ് ത്രൂ, oh, let's worship him this morning. Chachuda barabasha ulhaptara badagadagada sikha baudari ulhapte. This awesome God is worthy of worship. He took us from our darkness. He gave us his laws. We have become a chosen people. Nammal teranjappettavarana. We are chosen people of God. Devathinte teranjappettavarana. Elected of God. And God has saved us for a great purpose. He has given his laws. He has given his love. He has given us Jesus so that we can follow his commandments. Let us put that seatbelt of faith in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that right now let the Spirit of God stir within our hearts. Let it move us into a place of conviction. Let it move us into a place not of complacency or dormancy, but Lord Jesus, into a place of activation to go out boldly to prepare the gospel. Lord Jesus, Father, we come into your presence. Lord, just like the psalmist wrote, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. At one point, Lord, our words were unacceptable. Our meditations in our heart was unacceptable. Our deeds within what that we did was unacceptable. But by what you have accomplished on the cross of Calvary, by dying for us when we were helpless to save ourselves, you gave us yourself and saved us by the precious blood of Jesus, bringing us to a place of transformation, bringing us to a place to experience the love of God, and you're bringing us to the end. You're bringing us to heaven, the destination. Lord, we will put our seatbelts gladly. We thank you for the seatbelts. We thank you for the helmets. We thank you for the law. We thank you for the precepts. We thank you for your judgment. We thank you for what you've accomplished for us. Father, this morning, just like David says, your law is better than gold. It is sweeter than ice cream or chocolate or barfi or honey. It is the sweetest thing. Lord, will you change our hearts where we fall in love with your law? Just like David fell in love with your law. Thank you, Father, for this morning. I pray that the Spirit of God will move us into this time to spend more time with you and to fall in love with you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you all with these words.